The Gospel according to John.
Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he went back to the temple. All the people came to Jesus, and he sat and taught them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought a woman there. She had been caught in adultery. They forced the woman to stand before the people. They said to Jesus,
"Teacher, this woman was caught having sexual relations with a man who is not her husband. The law of Moses commands that we kill with stones every woman who does this. What do you say we should do?"
They were asking this to trick Jesus so that they could have some charge against him. But Jesus knelt down and started writing on the ground with his finger. They continued to ask Jesus their question. So he stood up.
"Is there anyone here who has never sinned? The person without sin can throw the first stone at this woman."
Then Jesus knelt down again and wrote on the ground. Those who heard Jesus began to leave, one by one. The older men left first, and then the others. Jesus was left there alone with the woman. She was standing before him. Jesus stood up again and asked her,
"Woman, all of those people have gone. Has no one judged you guilty?"
"No one has judged me, sir."
"So I also don't judge you. You may go now, but don't sin again."
Later, Jesus talked to the people again.
"I am the light of the world. The person who follows me will never live in darkness. He will have the light that gives life."
But the Pharisees said to Jesus,
"When you talk about yourself, you are the only one to say these things are true. We cannot accept these things you say."
"Yes, I am saying these things about myself. But they are true. I know where I came from, and I know where I am going. You don't know where I came from or where I am going. You judge me the way you would judge any man. I don't judge anyone. But if I judge, I judge truthfully. When I judge, I am not alone. The Father who sent me is with me. Your own law says that when two witnesses say the same thing, then you must accept what they say. I am one of the witnesses who speaks about myself, and the Father who sent me is my other witness."
"Where is your Father?"
"You don't know me or my Father, but if you knew me, then you would know my Father too."
Jesus said these things while he was teaching in the temple. He was near the place where the money that the people give is kept, but no one arrested him. The right time for Jesus had not yet come. Again, Jesus said to the people,
"I will leave you. You will look for me, but you will die in your sins. You cannot come where I am going."
So the Jews asked,
"Will he kill himself? Is that why he said, 'You cannot come where I am going'?"
"You people are from here below, but I am from above. You belong to this world, but I don't belong to this world. So I told you that you would die in your sins. Yes, you will die in your sins if you don't believe that I am he."
"Then who are you?"
"I am what I have told you from the beginning. I have many things to say about you and to judge you for, but I tell people only the things I have heard from the one who sent me, and he speaks the truth."
The people did not understand that Jesus was talking to them about the Father.
"You will lift up the Son of Man. Then you will know that I am he. You will know that these things I do are not by my own authority, you will know that I say only what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. I always do what is pleasing to him, so he has not left me alone.
While Jesus was saying these things, many people believed in him. So Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him,
"If you continue to obey my teaching, you are truly my followers. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free."
"We are Abraham's children,
and we have never been slaves.
So why do you say that we will be free?"
"I tell you the truth. Everyone who lives in sin is a slave to sin. A slave does not stay with a family forever, but a son belongs to the family forever. So if the Son makes you free, then you will be truly free. I know you are Abraham's children, but you want to kill me because you don't accept my teaching. I am telling you what my Father has shown me, but you do what your father has told you."
"Our father is Abraham."
"If you were really Abraham's children, you would do the things that Abraham did. I am a man who has told you the truth which I heard from God. But you are trying to kill me. Abraham did nothing like that. So you are doing the things that your own father did."
"We are not like children who never knew who their father was. God is our father. He is the only father we have."
"If God were really your father, you would love me. I came from God, and now I am here. I did not come by my own authority. God sent me. You don't understand what I say, because you cannot accept my teaching. Your father is the devil. You belong to him and want to do what he wants. He was a murderer from the beginning. He was against the truth, for there is no truth in him. He is a liar, and he is like the lies he tells. He is the father of lies. But I speak the truth. That is why you don't believe me. Can any of you prove that I am guilty of sin? If I am telling the truth, why don't you believe me? He who belongs to God accepts what God says. But you don't accept what God says, because you don't belong to God."
"We say you are a Samaritan. We say a demon has come into you. Are we not right?"
"I have no demon in me. I give honor to my Father, but you dishonor me. I am not trying to get honor for myself. There is one who wants this honor for me, and he is the judge. I tell you the truth. If anyone obeys my teaching, he will never die."
"Now we know that you have a demon in you. Even Abraham and the prophets died. But you say, whoever obeys my teaching will never die. Do you think that you are greater than our father Abraham? Abraham died, and the prophets died too. Who do you think you are?"
"If I give honor to myself, that honor is worth nothing. The one who gives me honor is my Father. And you say that he is your God, but you don't really know him. I know him. If I said I did not know him, then I would be a liar as you are liars. But I do know him, and I obey what he says. Your father Abraham was very happy that he would see my day. He saw that day and was glad."
"What? You have never seen Abraham. You are not even 50 years old."
"I tell you the truth. Before Abraham was born, I am."
When Jesus said this, the people picked up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself, and then he left the temple. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who had been born blind. his followers asked him,
"Teacher, whose sin caused this man to be born blind? His own sin or his parents' sin?"
"It is not this man's sin or his parents' sin that made him blind. This man was born blind so that God's power could be shown in him. While it is daytime, we must continue doing the work of the one who sent me. The night is coming, and no one can work at night. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world."
After Jesus said this, he spit on the ground and made some mud with it. He put the mud on the man's eyes. Then he told the man,
"Go and wash in the pool of Siloam."
Siloam means sent. So the man went to the pool, he washed, and came back. And he was able to see. Some people had seen this man begging before. They and the man's neighbors said,
"Look, is this the same man who always sits and begs?"
"Yes, he is the one."
"No, he's not the same man. He only looks like him."
"I am the man."
"What happened? How did you get your sight?"
"The man named Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. Then he told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed and came back seeing."
"Where is this man?"
"I don't know."
Then the people took to the Pharisees the man who had been blind. The day Jesus had made mud and healed his eyes was a Sabbath day. So now the Pharisees asked the man,
"How did you get your sight?"
"He put mud on my eyes, I washed, and now I can see."
"This man does not keep the Sabbath day. He is not from God."
"But a man who is a sinner can't do miracles like these."
So they could not agree with each other. They asked the man again,
"What do you say about him? It was your eyes he opened."
"He is a prophet."
The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and could now see again. So they sent for the man's parents and asked them,
"Is this your son? You say that he was born blind. Then how does he see now?"
"We know that this is our son, and we know that he was born blind, but we don't know how he can see now. We don't know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is old enough to answer for himself."
His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews. The Jews had already decided that anyone who said that Jesus was the Christ would be put out of the synagogue. That is why his parents said, "He is old enough. Ask him." So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind.
"You should give God the glory by telling the truth. We know that this man is a sinner."
"I don't know if he is a sinner, but one thing I do know. I was blind, and now I can see."
"What did he do to you? How did he make you see again?"
"I've already told you that, but you would not listen to me. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his followers too?"
Then they insulted him.
"You are his follower. We are followers of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we don't even know where this man comes from."
"This is a very strange thing. You don't know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We all know that God does not listen to sinners, but God listens to anyone who worships and obeys him. Nobody has ever heard of anyone giving sight to a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing."
"You were born full of sin. Are you trying to teach us?"
And they threw the man out. Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, so Jesus found him.
"Do you believe in the Son of Man?"
"Who is the Son of Man, sir? Tell me, so I can believe in him."
"You have already seen him. The Son of Man is the one talking with you now."
"Yes, Lord, I believe."
Then the man bowed and worshipped Jesus.
"I came into this world so that the world could be judged. I came so that the blind could see, and so that those who will see will become blind."
Some of the Pharisees were near Jesus. When they heard him say this, they asked,
"What? Are you saying that we are blind too?"
If you were really blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you say you can see, your guilt remains. I tell you the truth. The man who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. The man who guards the door opens it for him, and the sheep listen to the voice of the shepherd. He calls his own sheep, using their names, and he leads them out. He brings all of his sheep out. Then he goes ahead of them and leads them. They follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they don't know his voice.
Jesus told the people this story, but they did not understand what it meant.
I tell you the truth. I am the door for the sheep. All the people who came before me were thieves and robbers. The sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. The person who enters through me will be saved. He will be able to come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes to steal and kill and destroy. But I came to give life. Life in all its fullness. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd gives his life for the sheep. The worker who is paid to keep the sheep is different from the shepherd who owns them. So when the worker sees a wolf coming, he runs away and leaves the sheep alone. Then the wolf attacks the sheep and scatters them. The man runs away because he is only a paid worker. He does not really care for the sheep. I am the Good Shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. I give my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not in this flock here. I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. The Father loves me because I give my life. I give my life so that I can take it back again. No one takes it away from me. I give my own life freely. I have the right to give my life, and I have the right to take it back. This is what my Father commanded me to do.
Again, the Jews did not agree with each other. Because of these words Jesus said,
"A demon has come into him and made him crazy. Why listen to him?"
A man who is crazy with a demon does not say things like this. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?
The time came for the Feast of Dedication at Jerusalem. This was during the winter. Jesus was walking in the temple in Solomon's porch. The Jews gathered around him.
"How long will you make us wonder about you?
If you are the Christ, then tell us plainly."
"I told you already, but you did not believe. I do miracles in my Father's name. Those miracles show who I am, but you don't believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never die. And no person can steal them out of my hand. My Father gave my sheep to me. He is greater than all, and no person can steal my sheep out of my Father's hand. The Father and I are one."
Again, the Jews picked up stones to kill Jesus.
"I have done many good works from the Father. Which of these good works are you killing me for?"
"We are not killing you for any good work you did, but you say things that are against God. You are only a man, but you say you are the same as God."
"It is written in your law that God said, I have said, you are gods. This scripture called those people gods. The people who received God's message. And scripture is always true. So why do you say that I speak against God because I said I am God's son? I am the one God chose and sent into the world. If I don't do what my father does, then don't believe me. But if I do what my father does, even though you don't believe in me, believe what I do. Then you will know and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father.
They tried to take Jesus again, but he escaped from them. Then Jesus went back across the Jordan River to the place where John had first baptized. Jesus stayed there, and many people came to him.
John never did a miracle, but everything John said about this man is true.
And in that place, many believed in Jesus.